Women Rising from the Flames, The Donna Divina Initiation, Chapter 16, Exercise, Truthful Vulnerability. Okay, so please bring your wise woman's journal and a pen. Find a space where you will be undisturbed for 30 minutes, a place where you feel safe. This exercise can be done by yourself, inquiring and then writing the answers down into your wise woman's journal, or it can also be done with another Donna Divina, a divine woman, and you just share instead of writing, sharing your discoveries out loud to each others. Okay, so just get ready and then we will be starting. Okay, taking a nice deep breath in. Finding the most comfortable position and just opening your being, relaxing your body. So now that we have deeply opened to and also explored our shadow and its power and strength, maybe it's rage, maybe it's out of control, or it's also juicy sensuality, whatever taste this shadow side of you had or has. Once we have reconnected to this powerful energy, sometimes it happens that a huge soft vulnerability opens up inside of us. It's a little bit like now we don't need so much closing down, so much shutting down, so much armoring, so much tension to protect us, because we have met the worst of the worst, right? So without this kind of armor, there might show up a very soft vulnerability, and for some of us it might even feel like we are a little bit without protection or without skin. And now if that is not the case for you, just connect to a time in your life when you felt really vulnerable, open, defenseless. And I've traveled to several countries, and there were some countries where women said, "We don't even know what vulnerability means. It's not in our vocabulary." So just open up to a time maybe when you were really exposed, when you were naked. And you know, a good metaphor is always when you're making love, because you can shield yourself with your mind only then, but actually you're completely vulnerable. Or when you're giving birth, for those of you who are mothers, you're completely just vulnerable. Open up to a time like that. Then taking another long, soft, deep breath into your woman's body, allowing your belly to soften and to become really round. And again, fill this round belly with your powerful, soft breath. Continuing to breathe into your belly a couple of times, allowing your whole body to soften, to open, to relax. And then also closing your eyes if you haven't closed your eyes, going deep inside into your inner world, just trusting and asking yourself, if you're feeling vulnerable right now, then ask yourself, where do I experience this feeling in my body? Where is it strongest? And if there is no vulnerability present at the moment, ask yourself, when have I felt vulnerable in the past? Allowing the memory of a specific scene to arise. Imagining yourself stepping into this scene as if it was here right now, then check in your body. Where was vulnerability experienced at that time? How did it actually make you feel? Yeah, just opening more. Where is vulnerability and where was vulnerability and how does it really make you feel? As soon as you receive some clarity on this question, now take a nice deep breath in and softly opening your eyes, writing the answers into your wise woman's journal, or sharing them with your beautiful partner, your beautiful divine partner present here. And then, of course, you will be switching. There's going to be a little music on the recording for you to have the time to write it all down and to share. Great, well done. Taking a nice deep breath in. Finishing up. If you are with your divine woman partner, just thanking her, and then both of you closing the eyes again. And if you're alone, just closing your eyes again. Another nice deep breath into the belly. And out. And then going inside, asking yourself, since being vulnerable commonly is a state of being we all avoid, we escape from, or try to not admit, not even to ourselves, it can bring up sensations and emotions, and not many of us like to feel sensitive to everything, or like to feel needy for love and for attention, needy for a simple hug, needy or asking for support and help. So now, exploring deeply inside of yourself, what does allowing yourself to be vulnerable bring to the surface for you? If you were to just allow, whenever vulnerability came and you would feel like maybe you're feeling right now so open, so sensitive, you know, really aware of your own vulnerability, of your own weakness. You know, what would that really bring? What does that really bring to the surface for you? Listening deeply, you know that the answers are in your woman's body. Is there fear coming up? Are there any fears connected to being vulnerable? And as you allow the truth of how you are dealing with vulnerability to be revealed, remember to keep breathing and allowing your body to keep opening by relaxing all of the muscles and the micromuscles. If fear comes up, that is really important. Then taking a nice deep breath, gently opening the eyes and starting either to share or to write the truthful answers into your wise woman's journal. Great, beautiful, and then bringing this to an ending. Just bringing it to an ending. Thanking your partner, if there is a partner, or thanking yourself. And thank you for allowing the softness into your body and into your consciousness. If by any chance strong emotions or fears came up during this exercise, you now might want to shake your body out, really physically. Shaking your body out And then just really gently and aware of the sensitivity and vulnerability which is now allowed into your sweet woman's body without judgment, just as one of the essences that comes and goes without any needing to close down to this part of her, and then flow back into your day. You know, the essence of woman is unconditional love. This is just a fact, and we have put layers and layers upon and above, and so sometimes we get lost, and love is lost. In a woman's heart, once reopened, there is such sweetness, such a deep embrace for all of life, in whatever form it is manifesting. Also forgiving and finding forgiveness is so simple in this love. Finding completeness with the past is like instant, and freedom from old stories of who I needed to be in order to survive, just in order to survive, they simply drop away. And so, like we explored in this chapter, the answer to the question, if being love is enough in this world, comes very simply and naturally, yes, of course it is. Her love is more than enough. And so, who you are truly is enough. So, with this clarity in our hearts, let's just flow back into the day and just allow the day to unfold, and it might be the most beautiful day of your life. Thank you for exploring here with me. Thank you so much. You're doing such great work, and I really, really cherish you for that. Thank you.